Good afternoon. Welcome to Oremus Communication Internet Radio. This is Coraline,
Winnie Thompson,
Bevs Martinez,
and Emily Osmond
from the Legion of Mary Wilmington, Delaware Courier, United States of America. We're broadcasting from the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hocassin, Delaware. Today is the 21st of June, the Feast of St. Aloysius Gonzaga. On Sunday, the 23rd, we will celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi. There will be a procession after the 11:30 Mass here at St. Mary of the Assumption. After we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we will talk about the Feast of Corpus Christi, and we will also share an article about the Eucharistic miracle in Venezuela. Then we will share the biography of St. Aloysius.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the
and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
This information from the Feast of Corpus Christi can be found at Catholic.com. The Feast of Corpus Christi is celebrated in the Latin Church on Thursday after Trinity Sunday to solemnly commemorate the institution of the Holy Eucharist. On Monday, Thursday, which commemorates this great event, mention is made of Nautilus Calcissus, the birth of the chalice, in the calendar of Ptolemaeus 448, for the 24th of March, the 25th of March being in some places considered as the day of the death of Christ. This day, however, was in Holy Week, a season of sadness during which the minds of the faithful are expected to be occupied with thoughts of the Lord's Passion. Moreover, so many other functions took place on this day that the principal event was almost lost sight of. This is mentioned as the chief reason for the introduction of the new feast in the bull Transitorius. The instrument in this the hand of divine providence was Saint Juliana of Montcornillon in Belgium. She was born in 1193 at Retinais, near Liège. Orphaned as an early age, she was educated by the Augustinian nuns of Montcornillon. Here she in time made her religious profession and later became superioress. Intrigues of various kinds of several times drove her from her convent. She died April 5th, 1258. At the house of the Cistercian nuns of Phasis, and was buried at Villeneuve. Juliana, from her early youth, had a great veneration for the Blessed Sacrament and always longed for a special feast in its honor. This desire is said to have been increased by a vision of the church under the appearance of the full moon having one dark spot, which signified the absence of such a solemnity. She made known her ideas to Robert de Thurette, then Bishop of Liège, to the learned Dominican Hugh, later Cardinal Legate in the Netherlands, and to Jacques Pantalone, the time of Archdeacon of Liège, afterwards Bishop of Verdun, Patriarch of Jerusalem, and finally Pope Urban IV. Bishop Robert was favorably impressed, and since bishops as yet had the right of ordering feasts of their diocese, he called a synod in 1246 and ordered the celebration to be held in the following year. Also, a monk named John should write the office for the occasion. The decree is preserved in Benterim d'Ancutier Canton. Volume 1, 276, together with parts of the office. Bishop Robert did not live to see the execution of his order, for he died October 14, 1246. But the feast was celebrated for the first time by the canons of St. Martin of Liège. Jacques Bonton became Pope August 29, 1261. The recluse Eve, with whom Juliana had spent some time and who was also a fervent adorer of the Holy Eucharist, now urged Henry of Gouders, Bishop of Liège, to request the Pope to extend the celebration to the entire world. Urban IV also was an admirer of the feast, published the bull Transistorius, September 8, 1264, in which, after having extolled the love of our Savior as expressed in the Holy Eucharist, he ordered the annual celebration of Corpus Christi on the Thursday next after Trinity Sunday, at the same time granting many indulgences to the faithful for the attendance at Mass and at the office. This office, composed at the request of the Pope by the angelic doctor, St. Thomas Aquinas, is of the most beautiful in the Roman breviary and has been admired even by Protestants. The death of Pope Urban IV, October 2, 1264, shortly after the publication of the decree, somewhat impeded the spread of the festival. Clement V again took the matter in hand and at the General Council of Vienne, 1311, once more ordered the adoption of the feast. He published a new decree which embodied that of Urban IV. John XXII, successor of Clement V, urged its observance. Neither decree speaks of the theophoric procession as a feature of the celebration. This procession, already held in some places, was endowed with indulgences by Pope Martin V and Eugene IV. The feast had been accepted in 1306 at Cologne. Worms adopted it in 1315. Strasbourg in 1316. In England, it would be introduced from Belgium between 1320 and 1325. In the United States and some other countries, the solemnity is held on the Sunday after Trinity Sunday.
On the Feast of Corpus Christi by St. Thomas Aquinas. Since it was the will of God's only begotten Son that men should share in his divinity, he assumed our nature in order that becoming man, he might make men gods, small letter G. Moreover, when he took our flesh, he dedicated the whole of its substance to our salvation. He offered his body to God the Father on the altar of the cross as a sacrifice for our reconciliation. He shed his blood for our ransom and purification, so that we might be redeemed from our wretched state of bondage and cleansed from all sin. But to ensure that the memory of so great a gift would abide with us forever. He left his body as food and his blood as drink for the faithful to consume in the form of bread and wine. O precious and wonderful banquet that brings us salvation and contains all sweetness. Could anything be of more intrinsic value? Under the old law, it was the flesh of calves and goats that was offered, but here Christ himself, the true God, is set before us as our food. What could be more wonderful than this? No other sacrament has greater healing power. Through it, sins are purged away, virtues are increased, and the soul is enriched with an abundance of every spiritual gift. It is offered in the church for the living and the dead, so that what was instituted for the salvation of all may be for the benefit of all. Yet, in the end, no one can fully express the sweetness of this sacrament in which spiritual delight is tasted at its very source, and in which we renew the memory of that surpassing love for us which Christ revealed in his passion. It was to impress the vastness of this love more firmly upon the hearts of the faithful that our Lord instituted the sacrament at the Last Supper. As he was on the point of leaving the world to go to the Father, after celebrating the Passover with his disciples, he left it as a perpetual memorial of his passion. It was the fulfillment of ancient figures and the greatest of all his miracles. While for those who were to experience the sorrow of his departure, it was destined to be a unique and abiding consolation. This Eucharistic host was filmed bleeding and pulsating like a heart on fire. A story from aletheia.org by Philip Koslowski. Aletheia is aletheia.org by Philip Koslowski. A pilgrim from New Jersey caught on film a Eucharistic miracle that occurred in Venezuela. On December 8, 1991, a priest at the shrine of Betania and Coa, Venezuela, was celebrating Mass. After the consecration, he noticed the host begin to bleed from one side. The priest quickly preserved the host and studied it to make sure it was a miracle. According to the Eucharistic Miracles of the World, the local bishop took up an investigation to make sure it wasn't explained by something natural. During the Mass, there were numerous pilgrims who immediately verified that the priest did not have wounds from which the blood present in the host could have flowed. Besides, from the analysis, the result concluded that the blood of the priest did not match the one of the particle. The host of the miracle was subjected to some special studies requested by then Bishop of Los Teques, H.E., Most Reverend Pio Bello Ricardo, and the results confirmed that the blood was human blood of type AB positive, which matches the one found in the cloth of the Shroud of Turin and in the host of the Eucharistic miracle of Lanciano that occurred in Italy in 750 AD and was analyzed by 500 commissions of the World Health Organization. The host was later enshrined in a convent in Los Teques and left exposed for thousands of pilgrims to see each year. In particular, one pilgrim from New Jersey named Daniel Sanford arrived at the convent in 1998. He explains what happened next. After the celebration ended, the priest opened the door of the tabernacle, which contained the host of the miracle. With great astonishment, I saw that the host was as if in flames, and there was a pulsating heart that was bleeding in its center. I saw this for about 30 seconds or so. Then the host returned to normal. I was able to film a part of this miracle with my video camera. That was according to Daniel. The video was sent to the local bishop, who encouraged the dissemination of the video for the purposes of spreading belief in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. The miraculous host can still be seen today in a convent in Los Teques, and the blood on the host is still fresh as it was when the miracle first occurred.
Saint Aloysius Gonzaga's story. The Lord can make saints anywhere, even amid the brutality and license of Renaissance life. Florence was the mother of piety for Aloysius Gonzaga, despite his exposure to a society of fraud, dagger, poison, and lust. As a son of a princely family, he grew up in royal courts and army camps. His father wanted Aloysius to be a military hero. At age 7, Aloysius experienced a profound spiritual quickening. His prayers included the office of Mary, the Psalms, and other devotions. At age 9, he came from his hometown of Castiglione to Florence to be educated. By age 11, he was teaching catechism to poor children, fasting 3 days a week, and practicing great austerities. When he was 13 years old, he traveled with his parents and the Empress of Austria to Spain and acted as a page in the court of Philip II. The more Aloysius saw of court life, the more disillusioned he became, seeking relief in learning about the lives of saints. A book about the experience of Jesuit missionaries in India suggested to him the idea of entering the Society of Jesus. And in Spain, his decision became final. Now began a 4-year contest with his father. Eminent churchmen and lay people were pressed into service to persuade Aloysius to remain in his normal vocation. Finally, he prevailed, was allowed to renounce his right to succession, and was received into the Jesuit novitiate. Like other seminarians, Aloysius was faced with a new kind of penance, that of accepting different ideas about the exact nature of penance. He was obliged to eat more and to take recreation with the other students. He was forbidden to pray except at stated times. He He spent 4 years in the study of philosophy and had Saint Robert Bellarmine as his spiritual advisor. In 1591, a plague struck Rome. The Jesuits opened a hospital of their own. The Superior General himself and many other Jesuits rendered personal service because he nursed patients, washing them and making their beds. Aloysius caught the disease. A fever persisted after his recovery, and he was so weak he could scarcely rise from bed. Yet he maintained his great discipline of prayer, knowing that he would die within the octave of Corpus Christi 3 months later, at the age of 23. Reflection. As a saint who fasted, scourged himself, sought solitude and prayer, and did not look on the faces of women, Aloysius seems an unlikely patron of youth in a society where asceticism is confined to training camps of football teams and boxers, and sexual permissiveness has little left to permit. Can an overweight and air-conditioned society deprive itself of anything? It will when it discovers a reason, as Aloysius did. The motivation for letting God purify us is the experience of God loving us in prayer. Saint Aloysius Gonzaga is the patron saint of Catholic youth and teenagers.
About a month ago, we introduced the novena of the Cloak of Saint Joseph. Here's an excerpt of the end of this novena. Supplications in honor of Saint Joseph, hidden life with Jesus and Mary. Saint Joseph, pray that Jesus may come into my soul and sanctify me. Saint Joseph, pray that Jesus may come into my heart and inspire it with charity. Saint Joseph, pray that Jesus may come into my mind and enlighten it. Saint Joseph, pray that Jesus may guide my will and strengthen it. Saint Joseph, pray that Jesus may direct my thoughts and purify them. Saint Joseph, pray that Jesus may guide my desires and direct them. Saint Joseph, pray that Jesus may look upon my deeds and extend his blessings. Saint Joseph, pray that Jesus may inflame me with love for him. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus the imitation of your virtues. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus true humility of spirit. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus meekness of heart. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus peace of soul. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus a holy fear of the Lord. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus a desire for perfection. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus a gentleness of heart. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus a holy acceptance of suffering. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus the wisdom of faith. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus his blessing of perseverance in my good deeds. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus the strength to carry my crosses. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus a disdain for the material goods of this world. Saint Joseph, request for me from Jesus the grace to always walk on the narrow path towards heaven. Saint Joseph, requests for me from Jesus the grace to avoid all occasion of sin. Saint Joseph requests for me from Jesus a holy desire for eternal bliss. Saint Joseph requests for me from Jesus the grace of final perseverance. Saint Joseph, do not abandon me. Saint Joseph, pray that my heart may never cease to love you and that my lips may ever praise you. Saint Joseph, for the love you bore for Jesus, grant that I may learn to love him. Saint Joseph, graciously accept me as your devoted servant. Saint Joseph, I give myself to you. Accept my pleas and hear my prayers. Saint Joseph, do not abandon me at the hour of my death. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now,
and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Invocations to Saint Joseph. Remember, O most chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, my good protector Saint Joseph, that never was it known that anyone who came to your protection and sought your intercession was left unaided. Confidently I prostrate myself before you and fervently beg for your powerful intervention. O foster father of our dear Redeemer, despise not my petition, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
Amen.
We shall now pray the Legion of Mary prayers.
Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array?
My soul glorifies the Lord.
My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed.
The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name.
His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him.
He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted.
He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly.
He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty.
He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy.
The mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array?
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.
Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator with the Father, who has been pleased to appoint the most blessed Virgin, your mother, to be our mother also and our mediatrix with you, mercifully grant that whoever comes to you seeking your favors may rejoice to receive all of them through her.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our prayers in our necessities, but ever deliver us from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin. Mary Immaculate, Mediatrix of all graces,
pray for us.
Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael,
pray for us.
All you heavenly powers, Mary's legion of angels,
pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist,
pray for us.
Saints Peter and Paul,
pray for us.
Confer, O Lord, on us, who serve beneath the standard of Mary, that fullness of faith in you and trust in her, to which it is given to conquer the world. Grant us a lively faith, animated by charity, which will enable us to perform all our actions from the motive of pure love of you, and ever to see you and serve you in our neighbor. A faith firm and immovable as a rock, through which we shall rest tranquil and steadfast amid the crosses, toils, and disappointments of life. A courageous faith which will inspire us to undertake and carry out without hesitation great things for your glory and for the salvation of souls. A faith which will be our legion's pillar of fire to lead us forth united, to kindle everywhere the fires of divine love, to enlighten those who are in darkness and in the shadow of death, to inflame those who are lukewarm, to bring back life to those who are dead in sin, and which will guide our own feet in the way of peace, so that the battle of life over, our legion may reassemble without the loss of anyone in the kingdom of your love and glory. Amen. May the souls of our departed legionaries and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We thank you for listening. We welcome your comments. Send them via email to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. I repeat, legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. We would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible. Father Dillingham, pastor of the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church, Hocassin, Delaware, United States of America. Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications, A.J. Loporto, who provided the music, and all the members of the Legion of Mary Wilmington Curia. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m. God bless.